Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar has made it official today and is running for governor of Minnesota. In a four-minute video announcing her campaign, Klobuchar said, "We cannot sugarcoat how hard this is, but in these moments of enormous difficulty, we find strength in our Minnesota values of hard work, freedom, and simple decency and goodwill."
"I am running for this job for every person who wants their work recognized and rewarded. For every Minnesotan who wants to buy their first home. For every parent who wants a better world for their kids. I'm running for everyone who wants more affordable health care. For every student, farmer, dreamer, and builder."
The move follows weeks of unrest in Minnesota, including violent clashes between federal immigration authorities and protesters. In a leaked memo, Immigration and Customs Enforcement told its agents that they have the right to enter anyone's home without a signed judicial warrant. With this, local lawyer Mike Bryant of Bradshaw & Bryant says ICE is claiming two things under the War's Power Act of 1973. They're allowed to do anything as the executive, and they don't have to follow the Constitution because these are illegal aliens.
They've also claimed that this is to deal with gang actions, which it's clearly not. I mean, them going in and raiding a factory or them going in and pulling people out of their houses isn't them stopping a gang. These aren't even dangerous people they're doing this to. But they're using that as justification.
Bryant says while they don't have the right, they have the guns and the people, and cautions Minnesotans to listen to them as much as possible. And more than 10,000 anglers are expected at the Brainerd Jaycees Ice Fishing Extravaganza Saturday on Gull Lake. Chair Sheena Ziegler says this is the world's largest charitable fishing tournament. In other headlines, starting Sunday, airline passengers 18 and older who arrive at airport security without a real ID or other acceptable form of government-issued identification will have to pay a $45 fee to confirm their identity before being allowed to board a flight. TSA regional spokesperson Jessica Maley says you can make your payment at tsa.gov.
And then you'll have that receipt either in your email, you can print it out as a hard copy, but the receipt is what they want to see at the checkpoint to prove that you've made the payment. You cannot pay in cash or card at the checkpoint. We have no way of processing payment here. So it's really important that passengers, if they need to use this option, take care of it before they arrive.
50 state lawmakers from 15 states will be in St. Paul today to participate in a day of solidarity at the Minnesota Capitol. The lawmakers will join DFL lawmakers for a hearing with the Senate Subcommittee on Federal Impacts to discuss ICE activity in Minnesota. This is MNN.